We begin the current daf, Masechtas Nazir daf Yud. We begin on the second line down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, the beginning of this parak of Hareini Nazir, which essentially was a Machlekes Beisham Besil, and there was actually a Machlekes in that Mishnah, how to define the Machlekes Beisham Besil. And that is, beginning with the Tanakhama's version of Machlekes Beisham Besil, we said that Beisham holds like Remeir, where a person is not made to dvar v'latala, so therefore, if you say Hareini Nazir min haGregorius min haDvela, which doesn't match up, but you said Hareini Nazir, so it's a person what's beikar his dvar of which he started off was he's going to be a Nazir, so he has a halachic status of a Nazir. Rabbi Sol held like Rabbi Shimon, then no, you have to be noy dekiderech hanoydrim. And since you said Hareini Nazir like Rabbi Yosi, where b'gemad dvar v'adam nitmas, it's also based on how you end off your statement, which is Nazir from Gregorius, which that doesn't make sense, and therefore it's like you didn't say anything, and therefore you're not a Nazir. That was the Tanakhama's version of the Machlekes Beisham Besil. Where Rabbi Yehuda, as similarly he will do in our Mishnah, he says that no, everyone agrees you can't be a Nazir from Gregorius and Vela. Machlekes Beisham Besil was only regarding like a carbon, a nether, did you make yourself forbidden from Gregorius and Vela or not? Beisham Besil says that you did. And Besil held that no, you didn't, because you said Hareini Nazir, and Hareini Nazir, you can't be a Nazir from Gregorius and Vela, you could be another, and you didn't do that, so you're not neither another nor or another. So similarly, our Mishnah says, Amar, if a person says, and the Gemara will explain exactly what is the case conceptualization that we're talking about over here, but this is what it says. Amar, the person says, Amar Parazu, this man says, that this cow says, Hareini Nizira Ima Medesani. The cow is saying, that's what this guy is saying, that I'm a Nazira if I get up. Now, or another case. Imr Hadela says that. The man is saying that the door says, Hareini Nazira im Niftachani. I, the door, will be a Nazira if I get opened. So, Beshame Imrim Nazir. Beshame says that the person will be a Nazir. Ubisil Imr Inni Nazir. Misil says that he's not a Nazir. Now, Amr Bihuda, as he said in the previous Mishnah, he says no. Av Kishamr Beshamai, even Beshame the holds that the person is going to be Chayev, meaning obligated. Loy in the gear says Amru. Loy Amru Elabo Amr. It's only when the person subsequently says, Hapari Parazu Alai Carbon Imamedesi. He says that the cow will be forbidden to me like a carbon, meaning a nether, Imamedesi, if it gets up. But definitely there's no Naziris over here. Again, as Rebuta said in the previous Mishnah, but rather the Machlikis between Bisham and Misal was, are you then in saying that you want it to be a nether? So although you said a lashon of Hareini Nazir, but obviously you really mean to say like of Naziris also means hafrasha, separating, distancing yourself from that object, from the door, from the cow, and therefore you meant to say nether again, like he interpreted their machlekes Beisham Besil in the previous Mishnah regarding Gregorius and Devel. That's the machlekes Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda in the machlekes Beisham Besil regarding these two cases of the cow talking and the talking door. Now, the Gemara asks, Para Mikom Mishdaya, what is going on over here? Does a cow talk? What is this guy saying when he's saying the cow's talking? And then he says it, and then he becomes the Nazir. What's going on? So Amar Rama Bachami says, Hacha Maiskin. He says, look, I'll tell you what the case in the Mishnah is talking about. Kogoyin Shayis the Para Revutz Lefon. The case is that there's a cow just laying on the floor. It's not budging. Now, for Amar, now the man says, regarding the cow, Kisvara Parazu, this cow is thinking to itself, which we find that the terminology of talking, meaning that he's saying that the cow is talking, in thoughts too, as we find the pasuk in Tehillim, Medaver Emes Belvavai, he talks the truth in his heart, we see talking, or like in Bereishis, Vayim Esav Beliba, Esav said in his heart, we see that talking, so it doesn't have to mean literally verbalizing, but it can mean talking in one's thoughts or one's heart. So the man is saying that this cow is thinking to itself, I'm not getting up. Now, on that the man says, Hareini Nazir mibsara im amda me'aleha. The man is saying, I will be Nazir, I'll be forbidden from its meat if it gets up by itself. Now, the Rosh has a few different interpretations, but we're going to be going with one of the interpretations of the Rosh is that the person is saying again that the cow is saying that it's not, again, and the understanding of this is it's not that the person himself is accepting a Naziris. He's just saying over what the cow is saying to itself, which is that the cow wants to get up by itself. So to speak, the cow is saying, I will be, again, he's not saying himself as one would read the words, is that the cow is saying, I will be in the zero if I get up. Now, obviously, a cow cannot be in the zero. Rather, when she says, when the cow says she wants to be in the zero, is that she wants that her meat should be forbidden for people to have anah from it, that no one should have pleasure from her. Now, when this guy says over what the cow is saying to herself, it's as if he's saying that I will be that nazir, that separated from her meat. Because if there was any other interpretation, why is he saying over this monologue that the cow is saying? Rather, obviously, his intention by verbalizing her thoughts is that he wants to do what the cow is saying. So again, that's what Rama Bacham is saying, is that the cow is thinking, I'm not getting up. Rather, my meat is going to be forbidden to other people if I get up. Meaning, if I get up, well, then okay, I'll be a Nazira because it's impossible. Again, what does Nazira mean? She's not becoming a Nazira. It means to say that her meat will be forbidden to other people. Now, this man who's verbalizing her thoughts means to say that I will fulfill her Naziras, which means to say that her meat should be forbidden to other people, meaning I will not eat her meat. If she gets up by herself, and guess what? V'amd me'lehu, she got up by herself. So that's the case that we're talking about. Now, that is what Rabbi Bacham explains, is the machlikis b'sham b'sil. V'hochu b'sham l'shitasan, u'bisil l'shitasan. This is essentially the same machlikis we had in the previous staff, where b'sham, da'amri b'sham, he said in the previous Mishnah, min ha'gregris and min ha'dvela have a nazir, where if someone says, harini nazir, from what? From pressed figs? Yes, B'Shami said, you'll be a Nazir. As we explained on the previous daf, the ramifications, as we just mentioned before, because you're not Maitzi Devar Levatalos, even though it's something way out of left field that has no relation whatsoever to Naziris, you'll be a Nazir. So, Achenami, ki amma mebisara, here also where the person, again, due to the verbalization of the thoughts of the cow, he's making himself a Nazir from a meat, have a Nazir. He will be which type of Nazir? A real full-fledged Nazir from wine. Where although, again, it's like he's saying, I'm going to be nazir from its meat, but it's no different than saying, I'm nazir from grigs and dvela, where you don't become a nazir from grigs and dvela or from meat, you become a nazir from wine. Or basil, I'm going to have a nazir. Whereas basil, again, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, hold that you don't become a nazir because you look at the total statement, doesn't make sense. You didn't take a naziris the way naziris is normally made or neder as a neder is normally made, and therefore you're nothing. You're not a neder and you're not a nazir. So therefore basil said that you're not a nazir. On that, the Gemara asks, if that's the interpretation of our Mishnah, but v'amru b'shame chadezimna. But b'shame already said this one time in the previous Mishnah. It's essentially a redundancy of the same halacha. Now, the Rosh wonders, what's the Gemara's question? That it was said one time? What do you mean? There's a huge chiddush in our Mishnah, a novelty in this halacha, where we're saying that you will become a Nazir, even though you didn't mention anything about Naziris. All you did was say over the monologue of the cow's thoughts and suddenly becoming a Nazir? This seems to be a big chiddush. So now the Rosh explains that maybe the Gemara's question was that why would we have to have Beis Hill arguing on this halacha of Beis Shammai since they already argued in the Reisha? In other words, if they argued in the first Mishnah, when you verbalize them, you'll be a Nazir, but from Gregs and Devela, for sure here we're not even verbalizing that. You're just verbalizing the thoughts of the cow, which to be forbidden from its meat, and you're just saying that over. For sure, Bissell is going to hold that you're not going to be a Nazir. So that's how the Rosh explained the Gemara's question, that why would we have to say Bissell would hold that it's not a Nazir? So on that, the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, he says, Tarti Tlas. He said that the Mishnah had to tell us, to Machlekes B'Sham Bissell regarding two, three cases, meaning the first case of the previous Mishnah, which when you're becoming a Nazir from Gregis and Devela, and the two more cases in our Mishnah when regarding the meat of the cow and of the door. And V'chein Tani Reb Chiya Tartit La'asot, Reb Chiya taught that, yes, we had to say, yeah, it's seemingly redundancy, but it's not because there's something we had to tell us in all these cases. And V'chein Reb Chiya Tartit La'asot, we needed two, three examples of this halacha. Why? It's Richa, they're all necessary. Di'it Marbaha Gregus Advela, if we only had the first Mishnah, that's the Machlekes B'Sham Bissell regarding when you say, I'm a Nazir from Gregus and Advela from pressed figs. Hasim hu da'amri b'shamei have a nazir. We would say that maybe only the dear b'shamei says that you'll be a nazir. Why? Shem demichlef in ba'anavim, because you could mix up figs with grapes. And therefore, since you could say that, because they're both fruits, and therefore, since you could say that maybe the person really meant to say that he's a nazir from grapes, It just ended up saying figs. So therefore, maybe over there, since they're very similar, then we'll say that Beishami would hold that you become a full-fledged Nazir. Aval basar ba'anovim le'michlev, but meat of an animal, obviously that doesn't get mixed up with grapes, and therefore we would say that Beishami would agree that that's out of left field, and that has no relation whatsoever to becoming a Nazir, and therefore maybe we would say that Beishami would hold that you're not a Nazir. Therefore we have to say the case of our Mishnah of the para, of the meat of the cow. Now, v'yit ma'basar, had we only said the case of the cow's meat, we would say that hachahu da'ami Beishami ha'ben Nazir. Maybe only over here in our Mishnah does Beishami say you become a Nazir. Why? Because b'bisav v'chamer, meat and wine go together, as we find by the Ben Sarah Meir, Zoylele Basar, B'sar Avayayin, that the glutton, the guzzler, he takes and he consumes wine and meat. And therefore it makes sense that people mix up and mistake wine for meat, and therefore we could then still say that maybe his intention was to become a Nazir from wine, although he said meat. And therefore, that's where we would say Beishami would hold it to become a Nazir. But regarding pressed and dried figs, that is not mixed, that's not the same relationship with wine to mix it up. And therefore, we would say that actually, in the first Mishnah, Beishami would hold it, you're not a Nazir. Kamash Malan, that's what we needed both cases, that of the Greeks and Vela, and of the Paro over here, of the meat of the cow. Now, V'yit Mahani Tarti, had we only had those two cases, Hanihu Dukami Beishami, we would say only those two cases does Beishami say that you become a Nazir even though you're making a Nazir from something that doesn't apply to Naziris, but because they're very closely related, you can mix them up. And therefore, we could say that your intention really was to be Asa from wine. Aval Dallas, but a door? Becoming forbidden from a door? We would say that he would agree to Beis Hillel, that if you're saying Harini Nazir Min HaDeles, or if you're verbalizing the thoughts of the door, then you would not become Asr, you would not become a Nazir, and there they would agree to Beis Hillel, since it can't be confused with Naziris. Therefore, we have to say the case of the door too, because as we explained in the previous daf, Beishami's opinion is not predicated on because of similarity, but rather because of a person that makes a Dvar al-Vatala. And therefore, although obviously you can't be a Nazir from a door, if you said you're a Nazir, so then the door is maybe retraction, and retraction doesn't work, and therefore you will be a Nazir even from the case of the door. Now, v'itan adalis, and if we only had the case of the door, which if once we say that, then of course we know the other two, but then we would think b'ha kamri Beis Hillel, that maybe only by the door does Beis Hillel argue and say that you're not a Nazir, because how can you be a Nazir from a door? Abahach tarti emin moigluhul Beishami, regarding the previous two cases of the meat of the cow and of the pressed figs, we would say maybe that Beis Hillel agrees to Beishami that you really meant to say Nazir from wine. It's just that these things are similar and related, and that's why you mix them up. So maybe you should be a Nazir. That's where I have to say those two cases too, to say that Beishami holds that you are a Nazir in all three cases, and to say Beis Hillel holds that you're not a Nazir in all three cases. That's the interpretation of Rami Bachama for the halacha of our Mishnah. And yes, it's the same as the previous Mishnah, but you needed to repeat it because of the chiddush inherent in each one. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, Amar Rava. Rava asked to Rami Bachama, Miketani im amda me'elecha? Does our Mishnah say that the cow says to itself, which this man is verbalizing the thoughts of the cow, that I'm a Nazira if I get up by myself? In other words, according to you, Rami Bachama, the primary chiddush of the Mishnah is where we have the cow laying down. Now, according to you, it should have said, because that's how you described the case, that only if she gets up, you said that the idea is if she gets up by herself. So then it should have said explicitly, if she gets up from herself. Now, it doesn't say that. It says, imoimedis ani, and then it says that if she gets up. Now, as Taisik explains more specifically, the Gemara's question is that Rava agrees, if it would say the words me'alaha, that if she gets up by herself, that then he says, I would agree to your interpretation of the Mishnah, that that's what the case is talking about. But from the fact that the words don't say in the Mishnah, me'alaha, that if she gets up from herself. So therefore, Rava infers that you can't give your interpretation, Rami Bachama. Why? Because the only time we add words to say like chisur mechsra, like as if there's words missing in the Mishnah, is only when it's obviously that there's something missing. Then you could add on words. But the problem is, according to the interpretation of Rami Bachama, there's nothing making it obvious in the Mishnah that there would be words missing, like the word me'aleha, because that's how he described the case, where the cow is saying that if I get up by myself, then I'll be a Nazira. And she ended up getting up by herself. But the problem is since that
the way Rav Macham is defining the Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah, that it's nothing to do regards to the standing up of the cow. The whole Machlokes essentially is the same Machlokes as in the previous Mishnah, where it's really the same thing as if you said you took a neder from the meat. If the neder of Naziris would take effect on the person or not, it's just in this interesting way of saying it where he's verbalizing the thoughts of the cow, but since he's verbalizing, it must be he really wants to do it himself. But that's not the primary topic of the Mishnah. Primary topic is really the same thing as the previous Mishnah. Someone said, I'm a Nazir from Gregis and Devela. Or our Mishnah's adding on, I'm a Nazir from the meat of an animal. Or from a door. That's essentially the main component. Now, that is the Machlekes B'Sham Misil, like we find in the previous Mishnah, which, okay, you answered why we need three examples, because each one we wouldn't know from the other. But if that's the case, then why are you adding on words to the Mishnah that it doesn't say? You could only say Chasur Mechser, where if that's obvious, that that's integral for the definition of the Mishnah. And if the definition of the Mishnah is not about whether it stands up by itself or not, rather if when the person who's making himself a Nazir from the meat becomes Nazir from wine too, so then why are you adding on words? So therefore, Elo Amar Rava, rather Rava gives a different interpretation in the Mishnah. Kagain Shaisa Paru Ruvutz Lafanav. It's told about, again, that the cow is laying there in front of him. The Amar, and he says, Harei Olai Karbon. He says that this cow is going to be forbidden to me like a carbon. Now, the interpretation of the Mishnah according to Rava is that the cow thinks to itself that it can't get up. Now, but the cow wants to take a neder that if she does get up, whether by herself or whether through other people, again, because Rava doesn't hold that me'eleha would be primary, if she gets up by herself, and like Rav Chama said, oh, she got up by herself, and oh, okay, fine. That's when she said she'll be a Nazir, and Nazira, and therefore the man who's saying it means to say that he's fulfilling that Naziris of the cow from its meat. It doesn't, because it doesn't say the word me'eleha. So whether she gets it by herself or gets it by other people, she wants that she should be brought to the Azara and be brought as a carbon for a Nazir. Now, Natarush explains that although a Nazir doesn't really bring a cow for when it's obligatory carbonis at the end of Naziris, but he says it was customary to bring on the day when they cut off the ear carbonis of nedava, of donated carbonis of oil and shlam, as the pasuk there says, that the carbonis that have to be brought milvan asher tasek yod kifi nidre, besides that which the person could afford to bring according to the nedarim that they would be bringing. So you see that they would bring other carbonis. Now, that is what the person is supplementing and complementing the words of the cow and saying that, yes, I'm going to make you the carbon of my Naziris. That's what Rava says is the interpretation of the halacha of the Mishnah. So on that, Bishamai says that, okay, fine, you're becoming a Nazir. Misil says that no. Now, on that, the Gemara wonders. Bishleim of Para, we understand that in regards to a cow, bas carboni, how are you becoming this Nazir, according to Bishamai? Because the cow said she wants to be a carbon when she gets up. However she gets up, she'll be a carbon for a Nazir, which is the Nedavis carbonis that they would bring when they would cut off their hair. So it makes sense that that's what she wanted to be, and now the person's saying, okay, I'll bring you as a carbon Nazir. But Eladelis bas carboni? But how is a door a carbon? You can't say that the door is becoming a carbon. So how is your interpretation explaining the halacha, the Mishnah, that there's going to be an element of Naziris here by doing what the cow wants? How you can do what the cow wants, that it should be a carbon of Nazir? Oh, I'll become the Nazir that she wants to bring to be the carbon of that Naziris. Fine, but how does that work for a door? A door is not being brought as a carbon of the Naziris. So Elam HaRava, rather Rava gives a different interpretation. He says, you're right, Kugan Choysa Paru Vutzlevon. Again, we're all talking about, obviously, about the cow getting up. It says in my medicine. So there's a cow laying down. As we continue on to Amid Beis, the Omar, and the person says, Hareini Nazir Miyayin Imloy Amda. He says that I will be a Nazir from wine. Again, this is already different than Rambam Bachama, who said that he was making himself a Nazir from her meat. But again, that was Machlekes B'Sham B'Sil. When you make yourself a Nazir from meat, can you become Nazir from wine? Here it's talking about, according to Rava, that the person says explicitly, I'm a Nazir from wine, Imloy Amda, if the cow doesn't get up. Now, the understanding now of the Mishnah is, according to Rava, is that the cow thinks to itself that she's not getting up, which means, what does it mean, she ain't a medis? She doesn't want to get up. Now, so it's as if she's saying that I will be a Nazir if I get up, meaning the way people speak, that a person refuses to do something and he says, you know what, I'm going to be a Nazir if I do it.
which is a way to reinforce and say, I'm not doing this. Because if I do it, I'm becoming a Nazir. So to speak, that was what the cow was saying too. The cow was saying, but look, I'm not getting up. And if I get up, I'm becoming a Nazir. Now, on that, Beis Shammai hold, that the one who's saying over the words of the cow, it's as if he's saying that I'll be a Nazir if I don't get you up. Because he's angry. And because the cow doesn't want to get up. And the cow so much doesn't want to get up. As if the cow's saying, you know what? I'll be a Nazir if I get up because I'm not getting up. So he's saying to himself, Adarabah, to the contrary, I will get you up. If I don't get you up, I'll become a Nazir. That's how Rava describes the case. And guess what happens? Then she gets up by herself, which again, what that means to say is either literally by herself or someone else gets her up, which that is being described over here as by herself because primarily it's that he didn't get her up. So, and this is what the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is. Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai hold, Turfei Dahai Gavra, now the word Turfei is where it's the revealing what his intentions are, which is like the Gemara says elsewhere, like Manicha B'mokma Turfei, you put it out in the open, or like we find one of the parts of the document is the Torah, which reveals the primacy of the document. So Beis Shammai holds that the primacy of what the person means to say, when he says, I'm going to be a Nazir one if I don't get her up, is Meshum Uk Mibi Yadehu. He means to say, because I want to get her up. I'll show her, I'll teach her a lesson. Now the thing is, V'Holei Ukma, he didn't get her up by himself, because either she got up by herself or other people got her up. And since he didn't get her up, boom, he becomes a Nazir. Basil Savi, Basil hold that no. Meshum Dereviyahu. The reason why the person was taking a neder of Naziris was because it's laying down. All he wanted was that she should get up. And she got up. And therefore, according to Bissel, you're not a Nazir. So according to Rava's interpretation, this is not a continuation of the previous Mishnah's Machlokes Beis Shammai Bissel. Rather, it's a different concept where someone says a certain type of statement where I'll be a Nazir if she doesn't get up. And she gets up. Question is, did he mean to say that I'll get her up? And therefore, since he didn't, like Beis Shammai holds, he becomes a Nazir? Well, like Bissel says, no, it's not that he'll get her up as long as she gets up. And she got up, so therefore he's not a Nazir. That's Rava's interpretation. Now that the Gemara asks, but then look at the end of the Mishnah. Amr Bihuda, he says, as in the previous Mishnah, he argues on the definition of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. He says that no. Avkesh Amr Beis Shammai, even what Beis Shammai said, that you will be chayiv, what you're saying has validity, they only said this where the person then says, in explanation of what he's saying, Hare, and the Gemara says, Parazu alai carbon. That this cow is forbidden to me as a carbon. Not like the Tanakhama says that you're becoming a Nazir. Rather, what Beis Shammai meant to say was that it's going to be forbidden to you as a neder, as a carbon. Now, that the difficulty is, Para mikomatris bamidi? In other words, according to the previous interpretations, it made sense because it was in regards to the cow that was you becoming a Nazir from the meat. So then you could say that, no, you're not becoming a Nazir from the meat to make you a Nazir. Rather, you're making yourself a neder from the meat, so you become forbidden as a carbon from the meat. But according to Rabbah's current interpretation, what does it make sense to say that his intention was that the cow should be forbidden to him as a carbon, but he didn't grab on, there was no relevance of his neder, of Naziris, to the cow itself, because rather the way Rabbah's interpreting the case of the Tanakhama, which is what Yehuda is arguing on what the halachic ramifications of that is where the person said explicitly, I will be a Nazir of wine if she doesn't get up. So how, according to Rabbi Huda, would Beis Shammai hold that you become a neder from the meat of the animal? What, like they say, what shaykhus? What relevance does this have with anything? He said, I'm going to be a Nazir from the wine if she doesn't get up. So, okay, maybe Rabbi Huda disagrees in that a person could become a Nazir, for whatever reason he would argue on Rabbi's interpretation, but how do you become a neder from the meat of the animal? So Ella rather, the Gemara maintains the basic structure of Rava's answer, but switches it slightly to be able to answer this question about it. So how does, obviously there has to be some, the neder, the naziris, was something with the animal's meat, and that's how Rabbi Huda would say that you're not becoming a nazir from the meat to then become a nazir from wine, like Rabbi Huda said, like the Beis Shammai of the Tanakhama said in the previous Mishnah, but rather that you'll become a nazir from the meat, again, as Rabbi Huda also said in the previous Mishnah. So rather it's talking about kagoyin da'ama. Similar but different. It's that the person said, Harini nazar mibis sarim lo yamda. Same dialogue, same thing that the cow was being stubborn, and now the person came and said, he said that I'll be a nazar from its meat, not from wine, as we had just said previously from Rabbi. We're switching that because we have to explain how Rabbi Huda would have relevance to say that it's not a nazar from the meat, but rather a neder from the meat. Saying I'm a nazar from the meat if she doesn't get up, which is again is that the cow thinks to itself, she's not getting up, which she doesn't want to get up and she's refusing. And she's so to speak saying that I'm going to be a nazar. In other words, that my meat will be forbidden to other people that if I get up because I don't want to get up. Now, when this person is saying over this thing, his intention is that he'll be a nazar from her meat if he doesn't get her up. Again, similar to the previous way we described Rava with wine, but here it's going to be with the meat. And he's saying, you think you're going to be forbidden if you get up? Oh, one second, you'll be forbidden if I don't get you up, because I'm going to get you up. And she got up by herself. So now it's essentially the same thing as we explained before, just we change it for the meat so that we understand Rabbi Huda's machlokes on the Tanakama's version of the machlokes b'shamisal. So she got up by herself. B'shamisavi, b'shami hold, turfei dahu gavra, the primacy of this person's Naziris neder of the meat of the animal was mishum ukme biyadehu, because he wanted to get her up to show her who's boss. Now v'halay ukma, he didn't get her up. She got up by herself, or someone else got her up. Therefore, he's going to be a nazar from the meat, which again means to say that according to the Tani Kamen's version, you'll be a nazar. Like when you say you're a nazar from Gregus and Dveil, you become a nazar. When you say a nazar from meat, you become a nazar from wine. Who be still sorry, but we still hold that no. Turfa da Haigavra, the primacy, the thrust of this person's intention was Mishum Dravia, because it's laying down Vokamas, and she got up. So it didn't have to be him as long as she got up. Therefore, it's not going to be a nazar from the meat, because again, the main thing was to get her up, and she got up, so you're not a nazar. Whereas again, Rabbi Huda interprets it that regarding neder, because obviously you're not a nazar from the meat, again, not like the Tanakama's interpretation of Bishamai. Rather, that you're neder from the meat. And Bissell holds that you're not neither nazir like the Tanakama or another like Rabbi Huda's interpretation of the Machlekes. That's Rava's interpretation of the Halacha of HaMishnah. Now, that Gemara asks, Bissell Savri Eloi Kames have a nazir? The inference of the Gemara, the way we're describing it right now, is that the Machlekes B'Sham Bissell is, what was your intention that you when you were making yourself a nazir from her meat? Was it that you're going to get her up, like we said, Bishami holds, or that it's going to get up? So we said, Bishami holds that if it's going to get up, so it got up, so you're not a nazir. But the inference is that Eloi Kamas, if she wouldn't get up at all, then he would be a nazir. But how can you be a nazir from wine according to Bishami? But Va'amri Mibsara lo have a nazir. But Bishami essentially said the same thing in the previous Mishnah, that if you would make yourself a nazir from the meat, you're not a nazir, because that's the same thing Bishami said in the previous Mishnah. When you make yourself a nazir from Gregorius, you're not a nazir. So how do we understand this, that as if they're arguing about was the intention that he's going to get her up or if she'll get up by herself? But okay, we understand if she gets up by herself and you're saying that that's what Bishami means in the Mishnah, that that's why he's not a nazir, because she ultimately got up and that was the main thing, so you're not a nazir. But it sounds like if she never got up, then even according to Bishami, he would be a nazir. But how are you a nazir when you were making yourself a nazir from the meat? As we said, you have to, because Rabbi Huda is saying you're nazir from the meat, according to Bishami. So it's regards to the meat, but making yourself nazir in the meat doesn't make you a nazir. How would Bishami agree if the cow doesn't get up at all? So now the Gemara answers, you're right. The Tamayu de Bishami Kamri. Bishami's machlokes on Bishami in our Mishnah was answering in Bishami's opinion itself, in that Bishami's opinion itself, they were arguing. In other words, Bishami was telling Bishami, look, Lidi dan afil loy kamas. According to us, even if the cow never gets up, Nami lo have a nazir. Of course you're not going to be a nazir, because it's like you're saying, I'm a nazir from the meat, and making yourself a nazir from meat does not make you nazir from wine. And that's the reason is because there's actually two machlekes going on in the Mishnah. There's this machlekes of regarding what was the intention of the person's statement to get up the cow, or that it should get up at least even by itself. And then there's the old machlekes regarding, and even if it is that you're making yourself a nazir from the meat, does that make you forbidden from wine? So Bishami is saying, look, according to us, the whole thing doesn't start. Because even if it was a neder of Naziris, you can't be a nazir from meat to make yourself a nazir from wine. But what Bishami was saying to Bishami, l'ditchu, but at least even according to your opinion, da'am mitu have a nazir, you say that making yourself a nazir from meat can make you a nazir of wine. But what Basil was telling to Bisham was at least agree to us on something that regarding this case of our Mishnah, the turfi da hadin gavra mishum deravio, that what was the thrust of this person? Was because the animal was laying down. Vakamas, and the animal got up. And if it got up, therefore at least agree, at least in this case, that you're not going to be a nazir. Because even if you say nazir from meat is a nazir from wine, but you're not even a nazir from the meat. Because the person's intention wasn't to get the animal up, it was that it should get up. And on that Bishami said that laugh, no. Turfi da haigavra, the thrust of this person was, mishum ukme biyadehu. Was because that he wanted to get the animal up. V'holei ukma, and he didn't get the animal up. And therefore Bishami says, a two-pronged statement, where first of all, it will be considered a naziris from its meat, because he said, I'm going to be nazir from your meat if I don't get you up. And he didn't get her up, although she did get up by herself. And then there's the second element where now that you're nazir from the meat, again, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, where you can make yourself a nazir from gregis and develo or from meat, and then, according to Bishamai, since the person is not maizid devar v'lebatala, you become a full-fledged regular nazir, which is a nazir from wine, and therefore that same thing could apply to the halacha of Dallas, which is the same idea, which is you can make yourself a nazir from a door, and according to Bishamai, that would be the same idea, where according to Basil, whether it's that you want to open up the door or that the door opens up by itself, and then that would then take us to the next level. Bishami says, if you make yourself a nazir from the door, again, you become a full-fledged nazir. Again, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, the first Mishnah of this parak, where if you make yourself a nazir from something else, you become a full-fledged nazir according to Bishami.